You are listening to 89.1 Grace Christian Radio. This is a replay of Sunday, January 9th's Sunday service. Please enjoy Pastor Ripley's message on being aware of Satan's realm and music from our worship team.
Gathering in, and we pray a blessing upon each and every one of you today, that the Lord would encourage you and strengthen you. We want to welcome those that are listening by radio. Those who could not make it this morning for whatever reason, we pray that as you engage with us through the radio, 89.1 FM, that you will be blessed this morning. Thank goodness that we don't have any more snow. And I know that it's piling up, but God has given us a beautiful day. And we just thank the Lord for that. Brother Dave Wedge is going to come and open up the service this morning in prayer.
I'm going to read from 1 John 4, 1 through 6 today. Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits, whether they are from God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. By this you know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that does not confess that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you have heard was coming and is now already in the world. You are from God, little children, and have overcome them, because he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. They are from the world and therefore speak from the viewpoint of the world, and the world listens to them. We are of God. He who knows God hears us. He who is not of God does not hear us. This is how we recognize the spirit of truth and the spirit of falsehood. Father, thank you for another day where millions of us throughout this world gather to worship you. And we thank you for a church that stands on your word, Lord. Thank you for our pastor. We pray for a hedge of protection around him, his wife, and our leadership team, Lord. We pray that you give them wisdom and discernment in the times that we're living in. We thank you for the beautiful sunshine. We thank you for the valley we live in. We pray for those that are waiting for surgeries, those that are struggling with addiction issues, those that are dealing with really difficult decisions in their life. We thank you so much that we can gather here as one body to worship you and lift you up. And we just pray for your words to speak through our pastor today. Be with our persecuted brothers and sisters throughout this world. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Good morning. It's nice to see all your smiling faces this morning. Are you ready to worship the Lord? Give him your praise and just open your heart to him. Let's stand this morning and just praise from all that is within you. Let's just praise him this morning.
Here I am, and I have come to thank you, Lord. Thank you. took my shame, you drank my cup, you bore my pain. Thank you, Lord. You broke the curse, you broke the chains, in victory.
Praise offering this morning. Thank him for what he's done for us. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amazing grace.
Who breaks the power of sin and darkness? Whose love is mighty and so much stronger? The King of glory, the King above all kings. Who shakes the whole earth with holy thunder? Who leaves us breathless in awe and wonder? The King of glory, the King above all kings. This is amazing grace. This is unfailing love, that you would take my place. You shines like the sun in all of its brilliance, the King of glory.
Chains are gone. Freedom, you Again, I pour.
you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We worship you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You're a good Father. God, I praise your name.
I've heard a thousand stories of what they think you're like, but I've heard the tender whisper of love in the dead of night, and you tell me that you're pleased and that I'm never.
Amen. You may be seated this morning. Thank you for leading us. Boy, we don't have too many chairs left. Amen. We're going to have to call in the army. Somebody give God praise this morning. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Well, I have some announcements this morning. We'll go through them. There's a tithes and offering box available for donations as you enter the sanctuary. All our services are beginning as normal this week. Tuesday, 1 o'clock, 1 p.m. is Our Lady's Prayer and Share. So just keep that in mind. 1 o'clock is Our Lady's Prayer and Share. And I know the ladies love to get together to pray and seek the face of God. And then Tuesday, 7 p.m. is our This and That broadcast. And we had Paul. He's here this morning. Paul, just wave your hand at us. We had him here on Tuesday night, and he did a great job, I have to tell you. I also listened to his interview on Rebel News. That was a very good interview in regard to all the tickets that he received. You did a good job, Paul, on that broadcast. Again, this week we'll be having another guest, and we will be continuing to have guests from our community over the next few months, so please keep that in mind. Tuesday, 7 o'clock, and then rebroadcast Thursday at 7 p.m. If you have a favorite song for the radio ministry, please continue to email them in to the email associated with the radio station. Then Wednesday, 7 p.m., it's Bible study. We're beginning and continuing on in the book of Thessalonians, so please keep that in mind. If you've never been to Bible study, this is your time to start. Praise God. Thursday morning, 9 o'clock, is our prayer meeting and coffee time. Thursday at 4:30. Now, I want to take a moment this morning to invite everyone that's here today to come to our community church meeting. Now, this is not just our church. This is cross-denominational. It's people all across our community from different parts of our town and valley. And you know, folks, let me tell you something. The federal health minister is encouraging all the health officers across Canada to implement mandatory vaccines for everyone. Yeah, that's right. Now, I want to take a moment because, you know, we haven't been that impacted yet. But if these mandatory vaccines come into play, if you're unvaccinated this morning, it's going to impact you. Now, we know that it's already started in Austria. It started in Italy. You can't even get a job in Italy unless you're vaccinated. You can't even get a job. Forget about it. And if you don't have your third dose, you can just forget about it. So this is getting serious. The German parliament is voting this week, I believe, on instituting mandatory vaccinations. In Greece, if you're over the age of 50, you are fined so much per month if you are not vaccinated. So this is serious, folks. We've been kind of floating along, and we've been kind of making it work and whatever, and that's good. But, you know, it's getting serious, and we need to gather together like we've never gathered before. We need to come together. Now, this is not just for unvaccinated people. This is for vaccinated people as well. Because I don't think there's a vaccinated person in this valley that would think that it's okay to tax people simply because they're unvaccinated, or to give them tickets on a regular, consistent basis, or garnish their wages if they happen to be working. So, you know, if you sit home and expect it all to work out in the wash, as they say, then you are deceived. We need to come together. Now, we've been having our meetings in the lower auditorium, but we're not going to do that this time. We're moving it up to the sanctuary, right where you're seated this morning. And we are going to pray, and we are going to step back and resist this movement that is coming from the federal government in the name of Jesus. I don't know what God's going to ask us to do. But we have to be ready as to what's happening and what's taking place. So please keep that in mind. I know it's kind of a strange time, 4:30. It kind of interrupts your supper time. But you know what? Maybe it needs to be interrupted. Because we are facing some stiff competition and some stiff opposition, and we need to be prepared for it. So please keep that in mind. Saturday, 8 o'clock, is our men's prayer meeting at Gary's shop. And then Friday, January the 21st, we're going to give you a reprieve, and we're going to have a games night for you to come and enjoy each other's fellowship. So please keep that in mind. Now, I have another important announcement. We have some newlyweds here this morning. We do. And Andrew and Trudy Nemix got married yesterday right here at Grace Christian Fellowship. Why don't you stand this morning? Come on, let's applaud them. Hallelujah. And I know they have a Bible study group, and I know that they have joined this morning with us, some of them, and we welcome them this morning. We pray that this service will be a blessing to you. So just keep those things in mind. Adam is going to come at this time and just share a little bit about the help that we need with the radio ministry. How many are enjoying 89.1 FM? Come on!
Morning, everybody. I hope you've all been enjoying the music and our live shows and our pre-recorded broadasts. We got Jude up there today running the PowerPoint. He's doing a great job. Let's give him a clap. It's his first day doing it by himself. There he is up there waving. So we're looking for people who are interested in helping us out with our Sunday live shows. Right now, there's only me and Jude and Josh. And if one of us gets sick or is not around, you know, we want to train some more people up who are interested to help out and to want to learn how to run the live show and to run the PowerPoints, or even, you know, we do all the mixing of music upstairs too. So we're looking for people who are interested and who really want to do it. We don't want to pull people's arms and stuff like that. We want you to, you know, feel like this is your calling and that this is what you want to do. We're also looking for more people who want to produce their own pre-recorded shows or live shows. We want to bring more content this year to the radio station. You know, we have This and That, which is a great show. We have Another Moment in Creation. We have Tea Time with Debbie, which is Treasures at Tea, or Tea at Treasure, I forget exactly. Me and Sonia are working on a little show that's going to be coming up here in the new year. And so, yeah, we're just looking for people who are interested in to, you know, if you have information you want to get out there or produce a little show. Yeah, everything will have to go through, you know, Pastor Ripley and the team just to make sure it meets the requirements. And music, yeah, we're looking for more music. So if you're not good with email, don't be scared to write on a sheet of paper like music you're listening to. And you can either get this Sonia or me, and then we can start getting some more music and keep mixing up and keeping it awesome in those ways. That's all my announcements for what we're looking for help. The biggest thing is that we really, with the live Sunday shows, just, you know, with me and Sonia getting married soon, there'll be some times I'm not here. So we're looking for people who can help, you know, produce things and be there for making things go live so we can keep this going. So yeah, any help, just talk to me or talk to Sonia and we'll start getting people trained up. You know, we've got a how-to book, so we're trying to make it easy for people, and it's good fun. I quite enjoy it, and I don't know how many people hear my announcements in the morning, but we're starting to do things more and more live every morning, so to make it fun. So thank you.
Okay, this morning we have the beginning of Kids Church for ages 9 and under. So also all teachers and helpers are to meet Sherry downstairs for a few minutes after the service. But we're going to let all the children, 9 and under, if they could make their way, follow Sherry as she leads you downstairs for a teaching time. So just keep that in mind. All the children, 9 and under, who want to go, we have something for you this morning. Praise God. Okay, we're going to give you a chance to move around and greet some people, shake hands, minister one to another. Let's stand.
just feel like something good is about to happen. I just feel like something good is on its way. He has promised that it opened all of heaven. And brother, it could happen any day. When God's people humble themselves to call on Jesus, and they look to heaven expecting as they pray, I just feel like something good. For my good, every tear I shed is worth all the investment, for I know he'll see me through, he said he would. He has promised I nor ear can hardly fathom all the things he has in store for those who pray. Just feel like something good is about to happen. And brother, this could be that very day. Yes, I've noticed all the bad news in the paper, and it seems like things are bleaker every day. But for this child of God, it makes no difference, because it's bound to get better either way. I've never been more thrilled about tomorrow. Sunshine's always bursting through the skies of gray. I just feel like something good is about to
Thank you, musicians. Thank you. If you could find a seat this morning. We want to begin to get into the Word. How many are glad you're in church this morning? How many are glad you're in church this morning? Praise God. There's so many that are unable to attend for various reasons. So we need to thank God that we have this opportunity just to gather together and let the Holy Spirit speak to us and minister to us. Now, I have a message, And I was really wondering, Lord, is this from you? Until Dave Wedge got up and read one of the scriptures that I'm going to preach from. And I never talked to him, and he never talked to me. So now I know for sure, without a shadow of a doubt, that this is something that I need to talk about this morning. And so if you have your Bibles, Acts chapter 19, I want to talk about being aware of Satan's realm. Being aware of Satan's realm. Now, we're not here to glorify Satan, but the Bible says, and Paul stated, we are not unaware of his schemes. We're not going to do too deep of a dive this morning, but I think it's important that we're aware of some of the activity of the enemy and that we're prepared when we face it. Because if you're walking with God and you're really seeking the Lord, you are going to face what I'm going to talk about this morning. And that is Satan's realm. The activity of satanic spirits and the working of the enemy in this hour. And I believe that that's increasing. We can be so absorbed with the vaccine that the enemy is coming in through the back door and bringing other things that we really need to be aware of this morning. Amen. We really need to be aware of this morning. So I'm going to pray, and I'm going to ask the Lord just to open up our hearts this morning to receive this message in the name of Jesus. Father, I just thank you for the work of the Holy Spirit. And I pray this morning, as I deliver this message, Lord, that you would strengthen us, that you would encourage us, that you would enable us, that you would show us how great your power is, Lord, and who and what we are facing in this hour. Lord, I just cover this sanctuary this morning with the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. I cover this entire congregation this morning with the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. We are under the blood this morning. I said we are under the blood this morning. The shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Father, we thank you for that. In Jesus' name. Amen. Acts chapter 19, beginning at verse number 11. Now God worked unusual miracles by the hands of Paul. How many know God still does miracles? He does. So that even handkerchiefs or aprons were brought from his body to the sick, and the diseases left them, and the evil spirits went out of them. Then some of the itinerant Jewish exorcists took it upon themselves to call the name of the Lord Jesus over those who had evil spirits, saying, "We exorcise you by the Jesus whom Paul preaches." Let me tell you, that's not the way to do it. That's not the way to do it. Also, there were seven sons of Sceva, a Jewish chief priest, who did so. And the evil spirit answered and said, "Jesus I know, and Paul I know, but who are you?" And the evil spirit The Bible says, then the man in whom the evil spirit was leaped on them, overpowered them, and prevailed against them, so that they fled out of that house naked and wounded. Friends, we need to be saved. We need to be born again. We need to be filled with the Holy Spirit. We need to understand our authority in Christ. And we need to come up against him by the blood of Jesus and by the power of the Holy Spirit. Verse 17, this became known both to all Jews and Greeks dwelling in Ephesus. And fear fell on them all, and the name of the Lord Jesus was magnified. Now I want to center in on the last two verses, because they're important. And many who had believed, I want to say that again. And many who had believed, I've got to say it just one more time. And many who had believed came confessing. How many know that when the Holy Spirit begins to move, he brings conviction to the hearts of even believers? And many who had believed came confessing and telling their deeds. Look at verse 19. And many of those who had come confessing and telling their deeds, many of those who had practiced magic or witchcraft, brought their books together and burned them in the sight of all. Many of those who were coming to Christ had opened a door to evil spirits by engaging in activities outside the confines of God's holy word. And they counted up the value of them. And it totaled 50,000 pieces of silver. And I looked that up, how much that would be today, in today's currency. $4 to $5 million. People dabbling in the occult. Dabbling in areas where God says no. Now, I have to tell you, this was what was happening and what the early church was facing. Is it any different today? Have we become so intelligent that we would say that could never happen today? No, these things are happening and increasing in this day and age. They practiced magic. They brought their books together and burned them in the sight of all. They repented. They renounced those things. And let me tell you, if you've been involved with any kind of occult activities, you need to recant it. You need to repent of it. You need to say, Lord, cleanse me of it. Purify me of it. Let the blood of Jesus pour over me this morning in the name of Jesus. I want no tinge. Horoscopes. Other activities. Ouija boards. Fortune telling. We need to separate ourselves from those things completely and fully in the name of Jesus. First John chapter 4, verse 1. Dave already read it this morning, but I'm going to have to read it again. Beloved, do not believe every spirit. You see, this is how the enemy works. He comes and dazzles you with some apparent healing or miracle. And you say, wow, this must be from God. And then from the mouth of that false prophet comes words that do not line up with God's word. And because you've been deceived by the apparent miracle, you take in the words. Do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits. Don't be too quick to receive something that you question. I don't care if it comes from your grandmother or your uncle or your mother. It doesn't matter where it comes from. We need to test it to see if it lines up with the word of Almighty God. I hear things all the time from people. And I wonder, where did they get that? Well, you know, my great-great-grandmother did it, and my grandmother did it, and it's got to be the right thing. No! We have to test it all. Whatever we hear has to go through the test of God's holy word. And the whole key to the test is to see whether it's from God or not. Because not everything that has bright lights is from God. The spirit, small s. Because once a demon spirit gets in, it begins to build a nest where it can invite other spirits. Come on, let's be honest this morning. And we need to pray against those things in the name of Jesus. Out of our homes, out of our minds, out of our bodies, in the name of Jesus, by the power of the Holy Spirit, and by the blood of the Lamb. Come on, give God praise this morning. Well, what's your sign? When were you born? I don't care. Don't give a hoot about that. Care about it. And it's on TV, it's in movies, it's in commercials, it's on the internet. Do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits whether they are of God. You know, sometimes you get a thought in your head. You even have to test that. Is that from God? Is that something God has planted within your spirit? Or is it something that Satan is trying to get you to do? We need the gift of discerning of spirits in this hour. Can somebody shout amen this morning? We need to know that it's from God. Acts chapter 16. Now it happened as we went to prayer that a certain slave girl possessed, listen to me this morning, this is all through the book of Acts. And the church is acting like those things don't exist today. All you got to do is go to Nelson.
Yeah.
Come on, you know what I'm talking about. You know, I had before I even came to Creston, living in Mississauga, one of my neighbors said, not even a Christian, before I even thought about coming to Creston, she said, I went to visit some place in the Kootenays. And she said, when I went there, she said, it was almost like my hair stood on end. Something wasn't right. I said, what was the name of that place? She said, Nelson. Not even a believer. And it's happening here in Creston as well. That a certain slave girl possessed with a spirit of divination met us, who brought her masters much profit by fortune telling. Do you know people go to fortune tellers to try to find out what's going to happen in the future? We don't need that. We have the Holy Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Can you shout amen, somebody? He knows the beginning to the end. Don't waste your time. Tell people don't waste their money. This girl followed Paul and us. And cried out. See, these are the things that we are going to face, folks. As we go deeper in Christ, as the presence of God becomes stronger in the church, the demons are going to come out. They're going to come out crying. You say, well, I'm scared now. I'm scared. You don't need to be scared. We have the authority. It's been given to us by Christ. I've told you many times that I've had many situations where that has happened. And I think of a couple in particular where we had an altar service and all of a sudden this woman fell to the ground and began to crawl like a snake. And I stepped over and I commanded that spirit to come out of her in the name of Jesus. Another instance in a prayer meeting where a woman just began to get stiff, almost like a board. And I went over to her and I began to talk to her and I began to command that spirit to come out, and that spirit spoke back and said, I'm not coming out. And I said, in the name of Jesus, you will come out. And she lifted her hands and began to praise the Lord. She began to glorify God. She was set free by the power of the Holy Spirit. This girl followed Paul and us and cried out, saying, these men are servants of the Most High God who proclaim to us the way of salvation. And this she did for many days. But Paul, greatly annoyed, turned and said to the Spirit, I command you. Now, this is the way to do it. If you want to know how to do it, this is how to do it. I command you in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. And that spirit came out that very hour. You know, we blame so many things on so many things. But we've got to realize that we live in a natural realm in a spiritual realm. And there is an increase in what I'm talking about. And you and I need to be spiritually prepared for what we're going to face. I believe that the Spirit of God within us is greater than the spirit that is in the world. And this is no time to just be floating along. No, this is a time to get into God's Word. This is a time to pray like you've never prayed before and say, God, fill me with the Holy Spirit. Give me that anointing that I need. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.